Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
By the way, I met a guy named Adrian yesterday, watches the show, or listens to the show, I should say. And
Adrian!
Speaking of Rocky.
Yep, and thank you to Adrian for listening.
What do you know about Adrian, Jay? What was
not,
he?
Not much, no. Listens.
Was he doing something? Was he working when you met him, or?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. I also was talking to a guy the other day, and he was doing the thing where he goes, yeah, I think I got like 7 cars. Like, oh, that's quite a few. And then he started going like this. There's the Dodge and the Chevy. And he's counting on his fingers.
Yeah.
And I realized, I'm like, do you count on your fingers, Warren?
Sometimes. But
like, as a grown-up. I mean, when you're a kid, you know, you're doing math. And they're like, you know, 4 and 4.
Yeah.
And you're, your kids count on their fingers.
Right.
You count on your fingers still, you think?
Occasionally.
Yeah, I didn't realize I did it. But then I also kind of caught myself doing it the other day. I was like, I think I was counting hours. And I was like, And yeah, I was using my fingers.
Yeah.
Monty counting
all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Warren, you'd have to do like a half a finger.
Well, I go 1, 2, 3, 4 and a half, or 3 and a half.
Missing of half a pinky. Bruce, count on your fingers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just handy. Sure. They're just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
And you know when you get done with one hand that it's 5.
Thank you, Monty.
Or 3 and a half.
4 and a half, Warren. Yeah. It is weird. I don't count on my fingers, but I do have apparently an imaginary calculator up on my forehead because I always do the thing where I just kind of look
tapping,
up.
Oh, you're tapping, yeah. Oh, you
like,
look up.
My
oh, that's
eyes.
Great.
Like, I just kind of look up like...
yeah, what's the answer? It's up there.
Let's see. It's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I do that.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I'm thinking that I must think I have an invisible calculator.
Whoa.
What was that?
I think I spit on the screen would be my guess from laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens, yeah. Steve, you counting on your fingers?
Oh, baby, yeah.
Let's go, Steve.
All
atta
the time.
Boy. Atta
yeah.
boy.
It's good stuff, man.
I mean,
it is.
Again, it's easy, it's there. Although I will say Kevin is kind of right with that, where you just kind of look up and try to figure it out, as if the answer is written upstairs somewhere. Yeah.
That's kind of like when you turn down the radio a little bit when you're looking for a parking space.
Oh, absolutely.
Or when you pull up to a four-way stop.
You got to focus.
Roll down the window, turn down the radio.
You got focus, man. Focus.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just glad I'm not alone, and neither is that guy.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Oh, gosh dang it, guys. I wanted to.
What?
You heard the commercials for the unclaimed property? There's like $1.5 billion or whatever there is.
No, I heard about money.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
No, unclaimed property. Same thing.
Okay.
They refer to your money as their property.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not theirs yet.
It's yours, yeah.
I thought about trying to look that up.
I'm looking you up right now, Warren.
Oh, good.
I did it. Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Looking
What'd
them.
You get, Kev?
Nothing.
I got some.
Right? Did you?
Did you?
I had awesome.
Two claims that I can, you know, retrieve each for a quarter. So I'm not in a super big hurry to do it.
Right.
Warren Strong. There's a lot of Strongs.
Uh-oh.
Mike Strong. Oh, I guess I shouldn't read their names. I feel like that's invasion. You're not in there, Warren.
Doc,
well, you're helping their
no
privacy.
Money. No money for you.
Hmm.
Bruce, you want me to see if you got any money coming?
Dang it.
Yeah. Okay.
By
it's
lunch.
Actually so easy to look. It's crazy how...
And crazy.
Missingmoney.com, is that...
That's I just
the
go-
national...
I just Googled it.
Yeah, that's the National Association of State Treasurers.
Bruce, how do you do the last name again? What's your last name again?
H-O-D-G?
Okay.
S-O-N?
Okay, I had it right.
You did have it right.
Deer Park?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting excited.
I can buy a milkshake.
You live on a road that begins with the letter F?
I do.
You've got over $100.
What?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yes, you do.
What?
How excited are you right
I'm
now?
I'm excited.
There you go.
I'm going to figure this thing out.
Yeah, there you go, Monty. You want me to try yours?
Nah, I've done it.
Oh, you did it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, Monty.
Oh, I'm going to look. I can...
Oh, you got money. Yeah. That's why you don't want us to know.
Oh, Monty's
we're
going to
look
anyway. Thank you, Kevin.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Invasion of privacy.
I did look up Steve Heskey.
And what'd you come
Stephen
up with?
Stephen Heskey.
Mm, yeah.
And I don't know if any of these are him.
Oh.
Have you ever been in Pittsburgh?
I think he's a psychologist, that dude.
Wow. How do you know people? You know other people's professions that have your same name?
Well, because it shows up on LinkedIn. Like, oh, you might want to be friends with.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so with that guy. You don't have money waiting from Charles Schwab then, like he does.
I don't believe so.
I think we're safe with that guess. Oh, Monty, what city are you technically in?
9 Mile.
9 Mile.
What's
the zip there?
OT6.
Oh, Peter Heskey. I'm looking up for your dad, Steve, just in case.
It's a fun game.
Just in case someone owes Peter money.
Oh. I'll come after him if they do.
Yeah.
Mm. Boy, I don't see nothing. Mm-hmm. Gerhard Heskey, any relation?
I don't believe so.
You don't know that fella?
Never heard of him.
Oh. Monty, they owe you money.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lucky.
You knew that, eh?
No, and that's funny is I did it, and it brings up, there's a few Treskys.
No way.
There's a whole bunch of them
It's
in there.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah, they should go get your money.
Is there very many Montels, though?
Probably not. No, I'm the one and only.
You are the one and only, Monty.
I'll say.
It's pretty easy to find, and I guess, I don't know if it's easy to claim or not, but I'm going to find my 50 cents, and I'm going to get it.
Yes. Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Dang right.
They can't have my 50 cents.
Bruce has over 100 bucks.
Yeah, man. Bruce, go get that money, man.
Check that out.
He'll pay for that starter you need for your...
Anyway, yeah, I just Googled it. I just said unclaimed property, Washington, and it popped right up.
I want to try that. That's pretty fun.
Which is better. This one that does it for all the states gets a little...
Yeah.
It's a little messy sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, why not? It's just sitting there. And apparently, a lot of times, it's from stuff that you never knew you had or you had from a long time ago. And by law, they have to give it back to you if you ask for it. So there you go. I mean, if you all don't want it, you can just get it, and we'll just put it in a big pool in the middle here, and we'll give it away to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And that's something.
Sure. How about that?
Suddenly, Monty's something. Not interested.
Nope, I'm out.
Geez, I don't really have time for that. Kevin, do you have a quick one?
Golly, Jay. I was trying to remember. I had something that I wanted to... Dang it, I lost what it was.
I want to take a picture of this Expo 74 record that I got.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that today.
Yeah, Dale. It says, Dale sings songs of the fair. And it was from Expo 74. And his daughter sent me this. Have you ever seen anything that looks like that before, you guys?
No.
I honestly kind of remember it.
I believe it's just, I'm trying to feel if there's a hole in the middle of this. It feels like it's a 45, and it's a 45 record in a package that's still sealed in its original package, so I'm not going to open it. But his daughter sent an email and said, hey, I'd be able to talk to you guys about it if you want. She mailed it to us, so then I should see if I can find that song. Dale sings Songs of the Fair City. It was during Expo. He put out this record. Oh, here it is right here.
Yeah, kind of a fun, cool collector's item.
I'm going to take a picture of this post
for the studio.
How cool does that look, though? I mean, it has kind of a picture of Riverfront Park, and you kind of see Spokane in the background. And I'm assuming over here, did they have, like, flags of all the different countries or something
over here?
I think
they did, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. Monty, you remember the Expo, right? Because didn't your parents leave you there?
Yep. Yeah, that was spent a lot of
time. If you look real close on that picture, I think Monty's climbing one of those.
You can see Monty 100%. Screaming that, hey, I'm still here. You guys left me behind. One of those deals. Honest mistake. It wasn't like they were trying to get rid of you.
Well, no. I mean, why would they?
No, yeah.
No reason for that.
Let's see. Here's the...
As far as we know.
Right.
Perhaps there is.
Songs. This is called Expo 74 by Dave Miller.
For you and me, each of us should see a land that lives in harmony.
Oh, yeah.
They say the Northwest is a magic land. I'd like to spend some time with if I can.
Sounds like he's introducing a 70s sitcom.
I was thinking exactly that.
Well, and I was also, if you just... There was something, I'm like, what is the vibe I'm feeling? What is it? And it's very 70s, and it's I almost just see freedom and love and peace and marijuana smoke.
Okay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I fixed it.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, you're
4x4 post?
It was a 4x4 post.
Why don't you reinforce it with metal?
Kevin James.
Ding dong, ding dong, dong, dong. That's what I did.
on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hold time.
Let's see what we did here.
My favorite time.
Got to check what happened during the week. I don't even know.
Hold time.
I'll go back and look at the 27th. Kevin, do you remember anything we put on the poll?
Gosh, there was one that I remember asking you to put on, but I don't remember what it was now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to remember. I mean, you know, the show goes fast. We kicked it off on Monday with, have you ever had room service? Bruce, you ever had room service?
No, I would have to have the room to bring it to.
The service.
When's the last time you stayed in a hotel, Bruce?
Jeez. I don't know.
Was it the hotel when we did the ghosts thing?
Ooh.
No, I've been one since then.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was a good 20 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That was so fun.
Have you ever had room service? The answer is yes. 2/3 to 1/3.
Wow.
Monty, I'm assuming you've had room service.
I have had room
service. And Warren's room service.
I don't believe so. I remember.
Well, wow. So we're opposite here. Which I'm not really that surprised with. You guys don't stay in a lot of hotels.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Next time, treat yourself. Room service.
Wait, okay.
I mean, Jay, have you you've had it, right?
Well, the room service that I've had a million times is because when we go to the same place all the time on vacation in Mexico, it's included.
Complimentary.
Oh. Yeah, it's all included, yeah, all rolled into one because it's all inclusive.
Right.
So then, you know, yeah, you're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm hungry for lunch or whatever, and then there you
yes.
go.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. For that reason, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reason I've done it, too.
Okay.
Whole time.
Does Uber Eats count as room service?
It's a good question. It doesn't in this case, but yeah, I like what you're saying. How many times do you hit snooze? 0, 1 to 3, or let's not talk about it. Monty?
0.
0, no alarm clock. Bruce?
0.
0. Warren?
Today, 0, mostly 1 to 2 times.
1 to 2, okay, yeah.
Larry hates it.
0 and 1 to 3 were the a dead heat. Both had right at 47%. Let's not talk about it with like 5%.
Man, those poor people.
Let's just not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about
uh-huh.
it.
Let's not. Have you ever thought about writing a song?
Oh, yes.
Warren, many times,
many,
I would imagine.
Many, many times. Yeah.
How about a song that someone else hasn't already sang?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've written lots
modifying of modifying a song does not count.
I've written lots of poems.
Yeah, and do you sing them?
No.
Okay.
I can never put a tune to them. I don't know
how to. You can't carry
that.
A tune. Carry a bucket. Mm-hmm. Bruce?
No.
No, you just I never thought about it.
Nah.
Like, oh, that'd be a good song.
I'm not a musician.
A magician.
Magician.
Yeah, he's not a musician. Magician.
Jason.
Let me pull something out of my hat.
Monty.
What?
What? Have you ever thought about it?
I thought it went away just as quickly as I thought.
Oh, so yeah, and not maybe like a title of a song or something.
No, not even.
Yeah. Okay,
not my department.
Kevin, you've probably done it a million times, right?
Oh, so many.
Yeah, I mean, Steve wrote a song.
Oh yeah.
When are we going to get the performance of said song?
Yeah,
you think?
Really.
Come on, Steve.
I don't know. Whenever you want.
Oh,
well, maybe not
now. How about right now.
Wow.
Now.
I mean,
I agreed. I don't think I can sing it because it's too. It's too wordy.
It's very wordy.
But I could talk through it.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe we shoot. Kevin, do we shoot for like early next week? Because it's kind of a parody song.
Yeah.
Based on the new Post Malone.
I'll bring in the music bed for it or whatever, mm-hmm. and then he can just sing along.
Well, they have it on the internet. I mean, he can get it. They have the karaoke version already online.
Really? Oh, so, which is even better because usually it's out of tune or something. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know. And then also it does kind of sing the background part a little bit, which it kind of sounds like he has background singers then.
Hmm. But, oh, don't worry. I'll be fully out of tune for the whole thing.
All right. We look forward to it on Monday. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Whole time.
You got the weekend off, man.
Yes, sir.
So,
I do?
Starting tomorrow.
No, I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you just had a remote. Do only 5-year-olds call other people buddy? Warren?
No.
Bruce?
No, probably not.
Monty?
Is calling your dog that count?
No, other people. That's
okay.
What
I said. I just wish to. No, I'm just qualifying. No, I don't call. No.
You ever call anybody buddy?
No, bud, but not buddy.
Bud, but not buddy. Ooh, form of the word.
Yeah, that still counts.
Does it? Okay, then. I'll take it.
Steve claimed that only 5-year-olds call their friend's buddy.
No, I don't claim that.
That's what he claimed.
No.
That's what he claimed.
No.
That's why it says that on the poll.
No.
Polls don't lie.
All right, whatever.
Hmm.
Fine. not going to argue
what
with you,
did you. What did you claim,
Claims on the show.
No, I said I just don't like it.
Oh, come on, buddy. Like it's not that bad.
Hey, buddy. Hey, little buddy.
You don't like to be called buddy?
No.
Really?
Not particularly.
Okay, hey, buddy.
I see what you've done now. You
started
you
should
have said you loved it.
No, I like it a lot. It's my favorite thing.
I'm going to come over and see you there, little buddy.
Well, when you put little in it, now it seems offensive.
See, that's the whole thing. Even if you don't say it, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Well, really? Okay. I see what you're saying.
Well, Skipper said that to Gilligan.
Yeah, that was little buddy. And there was love there, right?
Oh, yeah. How about just producer then?
That's fine.
Okay.
Little producer?
Whole time.
I don't think he wants the word little in his
name. It's just L-I-L.
Oh,
little producer.
I don't like any of this.
I like that one a lot.
Okay, Steve, fine.
Do you think coffee tastes good?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
No, but it's drinkable.
You said no, Bruce?
It's fine.
He's the coffeeest fiend here.
I mean, I understand he drinks it, but he's drinking it out of necessity or whatever, but you don't necessarily think it tastes good?
Not necessarily, no.
There's an honest man right there. You think it tastes good, Warren?
I do.
You can't smell or taste.
I know, that's not anymore. Right. I started out drinking it with cream and sugar because my mom did, and I used to sip hers, and I liked it. And then you go to other people's house. You want a cup of coffee? Yeah. What would you like in it? Oh, nothing. Just black, please.
Because you feel like you're being...
Yeah, imposing.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned to drink a black.
Do you think coffee tastes good? Yes, 60-40. That's closer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. 60-40.
Smells good.
I like bitter, yeah, so that's why.
You know, it is funny, because I think there are people who enjoy the smell of coffee, but do not like the taste.
Correct. You said you like bitter?
Yeah, the bitter flavor. Bitter and sour are my two favorites.
I can't.
Bitter and sour. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, okay.
A couple quick ones here. Hey, Starburst lovers, do you only eat the reds and the pinks?
Oh.
Anybody know anybody who only eats red and pink Starburst?
I do not.
Steve, do you know anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any other color?
Is that the only colors you eat, too?
I don't even know.
You don't eat Starburst. You don't put that stuff in your mouth.
Green. Aren't the yellow ones like banana or something? I don't like that.
Steve's our Starburst expert, Steve.
Yes.
I believe it's lemon.
Oh, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ooh.
Did you say yuck?
Yeah, I sure did.
Steve only eats the reds and the pinks.
Oh,
and hey, Starburst lovers, do you only eat the reds and the pinks? What? No, 65%. Of course, 35. Steve, 35 is pretty good.
Wow, yeah,
not good enough, but it'll work.
Is there a green one? Is there a green?
Well, I guess there is, right, Bruce?
Lime?
Yeah, I think there's a green one.
Yeah, I guess like the specialty Starburst or advanced.
Advanced Starburst.
Whatever they call it.
And finally, Starburst can 2.0. Driving a golf cart get dicey sometimes?
Oh, boy.
When you're not trying to be reckless. So let's just say you're just driving along. You're not trying to be a goofball. Can driving a golf cart get dicey sometimes? Warren?
Well, I haven't driven many, but I would say no.
No, okay, yes, no. Bruce.
I've driven lots of them. No, I don't think so.
No, nah. Monty.
We got a couple, and yeah.
Yours are a little rickety, a little dicey.
Well, no, just going around a corner, you're just not paying attention. Yeah, they can get dicey. Mm-hmm. Not intentional.
Yes, Warren.
Remember at the fair when Monty brought his out and I was riding with... I can't remember his name. He worked with you guys, and we got in trouble from one of the gals.
I believe it was Happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a police officer there.
Yeah, she was not
security.
A fan of yours.
Was security
guard. She was a fair security guard, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you brought your own golf cart just to...
Run around, yeah, absolutely.
Not many people bring their own golf cart to a fair.
No. There was a fair.
and that's what we learned, a golf cart and a clipboard gets you anywhere.
Yeah.
Until you do something dumb.
Right?
If you add the hard hat and the green
high vis vest.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere you want.
You also were doing dumb stuff, which is why you got...
100%. I think we were dragging animals around. Not like dragging them on the pavement.
You were carrying them
in
the back.
Yes, 100%.
I think that was the problem.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's Friday, and I'm here with the Friday crew. We're having fun. I hope you do, too.
Kevin James.
We're going down to the 99.9 and listen all day. It'll make you shine.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, I bet Steve wishes he could sing that song.
I'll bet.
Wow. And that's something.
I didn't even hear any of it.
Yep, probably a good idea.
Yep.
Before we get out of here, we're going to qualify somebody for the prize of the day for the month of May, and it's Jordan Davis tickets. Our last day of the prize of the day for the month of May. Why, Warren?
Because it's for the end of May.
What? Just happened.
Want to try it again?
It's a prize a day for the month of May.
And why is this our last one?
Because it's the end of May. Thank you.
It's the 31st.
Every once in a while, I'd just like to quiz you, just see
how
you're doing.
You want me to start over again?
No, I thought you did fantastic.
Let's leave it alone. Yeah, thanks.
Let's leave it alone.
Clip of the day.
It's probably best if we just leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're in the mood to sing, guys, because we're all going to get the chance to do a little singing.
Yes.
Right here with the clip of the day today, because this young gentleman is attempting to sing a great karaoke song. And he's up there. He's got the mic. It's karaoke time, and he's getting ready to sing. But he has also been drinking a lot of things that make you burp.
Oh, no.
And when you open your mouth sometimes to try to maybe make a low note.
Right.
Something else comes out.
Oh, no. Jeez Louise.
That was the whole clip, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Trying to sing a little Josh Turner. He was going to sing, you know that song?
Yeah.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Burp.
I would like us all, Jay, I don't know if you have that intro where you can play it and then we can
Josh Turner?
I would like to hear everybody on the Friday shoe do their own little version of it.
Hold on one second. Let me see what I got.
Or it could sound something like this.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's so Your Man, right? Isn't that the name of that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Baby love.
It's Warren, just such a great intro.
Here you go, Warren.
I only know a little bit of it.
Yeah.
That's all we need. That's all anybody knows.
Gosh, dang it. I just realized this is a really long intro. You could talk up the whole thing if you want to be a DJ and then turn into a singer, but I feel like you're out of breath, right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, Warren.
Here we go.
4 seconds. 3, 2.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was good.
I'm not competing with that.
That was amazing. This guy over here, guys.
Amazing. Hate to make everybody do it, but
Bruce is looking worried to me.
Well, I can't remember the first line here. Baby, do what?
Baby, lock the door.
Oh, lock the doors.
Turn the lights
Baby,
down.
Baby, lock the door down. And turn the lights down.
You see what's going on?
Here we go, Bruce. Okay, 3, 2, and 1.
Baby, lock the door, lights down low.
Not bad, Bruce. I mean, a little.
I want Steve next. Steve is next.
Oh, amazing.
I can't wait. Steve is so darn good.
Steve is.
It's the Friday crew.
No, it's Steve is next.
There you go, Steve.
I'm not. I can't.
Come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve. You can do it.
Here we go.
Okay, take two.
That was really good.
Take two.
Take two, Steve.
Ah, come on, I did it. Sort of.
No.
That's not what they call that.
You're not.
Fail.
Maybe lock the. It's just so fun to dip down to the.
It is. You don't have to compete with Warren, but you know, I mean, Warren's just got. He's a singer and he has a deep voice, so you know, it's like that's what happens. So it's baby, lock the doors and turn the lights down low. Here you go, Steve. 3, 2.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
That was
good. Sung with a bit of a Midwest.
Kevin, I don't know if Kevin's going to be able to do it because it's kind of delayed where Kevin is.
Is it? Yeah.
Kevin, can you even do it?
Oh, I'm delayed.
Here we go, Kevin. 3, 2, 1.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Yeah, that was good. Put some music on that soft and slow.
Oh, soft and slow.
Yeah, Monty.
Yes.
Let's get this thing done.
All right, I'll try.
Come on, Monty.
You can do it. Monty, a 3 and a 2 and a 1, and here we go.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Yeah, that was good.
Monty, that's
good. Get out of here.
I'm listening.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm in your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, just waiting for that text now.
Oh, man, that was great. Hey, here we go, guys.
Here we go.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down.
I lost my voice, guys. I lost my voice.
That was you, wasn't it?
That was me. I lost my voice. I was trying to see if I could burp, but I couldn't do it. I was like, I was trying to bring a burp up, and I was like, dang it. I wish I even went and took a drink hoping that I'd be able to do it.
Not it anyhow.
I couldn't get it out. I almost threw up.
Oh, no.
I got you.
I got it. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Oh, my gosh. Gosh,
you're
dang it.
You're gross.
Oh.
You people are gross.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Which, by the way, you've been lifting weights?
I have not been lifting. Just myself.
just getting out of bed, doesn't it?
That's it. Another squat.
Kevin James.
He looks strong. Does he not look strong?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Warren strong.
Warren strong.
I get it.
I get the jokes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Guys, before we get to our individual final thought here, I do have a final thought for as a group. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
You're doing a group thing.
Yeah, as a group thing, our final thought is...
Hey, it's producer Steve. Join the Big 99.9 Coyote Country this Saturday from 10 to 1 at Riverstone Park in Coeur d'Alene. It's the start for Walk for Wishes, benefiting Make-A-Wish Idaho. Bring the family for face painting, cookie decorating, and more. We'll see you there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just gonna go for the cookie decorator.
Yeah.
What about you, Warren? What do you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Man, I think you should do the face painting.
Man, it's
I would be good at that, wouldn't I?
You would be great.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
It should be fun, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm glad you're doing it. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Warren, do you wanna go first?
Final thoughts.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm so excited. My friend Don Williams is gonna be racing Not the country singer. It's his nephew.
Not the gentle giant.
Yeah. Right, not the gentle giant. It's his nephew. He'll be racing open wheel sprint car, winged sprint car. Looking so forward to that.
And is this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday.
At the...
State Line Speedway.
Okay, I don't know why we're yelling, but...
I know. Finley. It's Finley Speedway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And, you know, Jay, I wanted, you know... I was kind of poor growing up, you know what I mean? And and lots of people rejected me. Everything rejected me when I was a kid, you know?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, even my yo-yo wouldn't come back.
Final thoughts.
Did you write that one down?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
I have no public service announcements.
Oh, none this week?
None this week.
Hey, slacker,
so.
What are you doing, I'm
taking the weekend off.
Okay, well, good for you.
Are you going to make pancakes on Sunday?
Yeah. I'm going to do pancakes
That's
on Sunday.
That's not taking the weekend off.
of it.
We might come over this Sunday and have breakfast.
All right.
Haven't been there in a while.
Oh, but man.
Going to have a pancake?
Probably.
You ain't either.
You
bacon
say you,
and eggs.
You say you will, but you won't.
Hash browns, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everybody have a good weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for you. Do something fun.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I mean, actually, looks like the weather will be good enough anyway. Yeah. All right.
Final thoughts.
Monty, we're over to you, buddy.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to wish Bruce a very happy weekend.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I want to make sure that you get some rest this weekend.
Rest up.
And I want a full report. You don't get to write anything down. You just got to remember it all.
Oh, yeah, man, that's unfair.
Doggies.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't even remember my weekend. All time, we'll do the what was the best part of your weekend. Sometimes I'll have to call my wife. Hey, what was the best part of my weekend?
I totally do that. What did we do today?
I don't even remember.
Final thoughts.
Puts it over to you, Steve-O.
Oh, hey, J-O.
Hey, J-O. Little Steve. Little Steve.
J-O.
Yeah, that way. No, there you go.
Hey, little buddy.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Excited to make a little adventure over to Idaho tomorrow.
You should go to, what time is the remotes done? It's 10 to 1, right?
Yeah.
1 o'clock's a good time. Kevin, do you help me on this? 1 o'clock, good time, don't you think, this Saturday, tomorrow, to go to the beach?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely, Jay. And you're at Riverstone Park.
Yes.
Yeah, don't you listen to the commercial?
Literally walk out of that park, you are on the Centennial Trail.
Yes.
There are little stairs that go down to the Centennial Trail.
That's right.
You take a right. And you just walk down that little thing. There's the beach right there. It'll be full of people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It goes down to a little park. It is...
Well, it's worth walking around.
It's one of my favorite walks in Coeur d'Alene.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think I'll be able to do that because I'm hitching a ride.
Oh, you've got to come back.
I think there was a song about that, when
hitching a ride.
Yeah. Which I'm very excited about because the person that I'm going with loves to drive the truck. And I don't really. So
it's okay, little buddy.
We're a winning team. Okay.
Why don't you take your car and spend the day over there for a little bit?
follow. You can follow in your vehicle.
I think he's trying to save himself the drive, are you not?
Yeah, that's what my plan was. It just made sense.
He's a truck driving son of a gun.
Oh, it's a great time to explore Coeur d'Alene, especially if it's going to be nice.
Yeah, exactly. And my God, the $2 in gas you might spend.
Why all the hate?
I don't know.
It's not hate. It's love. It's love.
It's encouragement.
I was just trying to do a nice little carpool situation, you know.
Yeah. It's encouragement with a little
save
bit
the environment.
Of degradation.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if that's a benefit, yeah, I just don't want to drive.
Steve, you got to get a dog so that you at least have an excuse to always want to be home.
Ooh. I see what you're doing.
I got to get home to the dog.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What about like a goldfish or something?
Oh yeah, that's
good too. Yeah,
nobody believes that.
What kind of dog would you get, Steve? Like, if you do, you have like a breed of dog?
Can I guess?
You may. Yeah.
Cocker spaniel.
Oh yeah.
Okay. He's a total cocker spaniel dog.
Do you think he is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a Pomeranian.
Oh really? What do you have like a? Oh, I always thought that breed to be a cool breed to own. No,
I don't really know dog breeds very well.
Got a Welsh corgi.
Chihuahua? I don't know.
Hey, there you go, Chihuahua.
I got plenty of those. They're okay.
Yeah. Old dog? Good. I don't know.
Would you're thinking of a dog like less than 30 pounds? Let's say.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I would do well with like a.
A big dog.
150-pound dog.
It would pull him around. Right.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I think that's actually a fair thing. Some people it's awkward, you know, when the dog weighs nearly as much as you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Although, like something like a golden doodle would be nice. I had a couple friends who had those.
Golden doodle.
Yeah.
You know what those are?
That is absolutely a trendy dog right now.
Oh, yeah. It's very trendy. Yeah, I mean, and they're hypoallergenic.
Trendy and spendy.
Sure.
Trendy and spendy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I even clapped to myself.
Thoughts. On that one. That's fair. Kevin, we're over to you, bud.
Over to you, little Kevin.
Well, I have Warren's words. Warren wrote down words for the show today as we were, you know, getting through the show. If you miss part of it, I understand. By the way, you can always catch it all on the podcast free of charge. All you have to do is go to wherever you get a podcast, type in the Jay and Kevin Show. You'll see it. It's the whole show played back in its entirety. Commercial free, music free, takes it's 26 minutes of talk basically each hour is what you'll find out.
No wonder I'm tired.
It doesn't take you long to get through it. Now I got to start over.
We can always edit out the coughing.
Stand by.
Nope, that's staying in there. I have total control.
He is the producer.
Yeah, he's producer Steve, little producer.
Well, when Kevin's out, I
think I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Warren's words. 24% Adrian Fingers, email producer singer, rodeo, Jardin, jalopy, marshmallow, push, shove, quiz cookies, Utah, Washington, Rolling Stones, 1982, Rawhide Mariners, shooter, alive, May, Monty, Orchard, Bruce, engine, spelling, 5/31/24, 14 years, prize, toot, toot, zoom zoom. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Toot toot, vroom vroom, clap clap.
Yep, that's all right.
There we go.
Thoughts. I was pulling up. Yes, yeah. Have at it.
You little clappers.
I mean, come on, man. I was getting ready to pull out of the parking lot yesterday, and we have a gate that you have to badge in to get the gate open. Mm-hmm. It's a very long, one of those long sliding gates.
Yep.
And so it scoots over, and then you drive in or drive out.
Mm-hmm. Scoot.
It'll when you badge in, it opens, and then when you want to get out, your car just, once you get close enough to the gate, it automatically opens. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I'm getting ready to come out. Somebody has just come in. The gate's wide open. Someone's pulling in right behind them, also an employee. And I'm probably 50 feet away from the gate yet, but I'm coming toward it. And the person looks up, sees the gates open, and swerves over to the keypad so that they can badge in. And I'm like, it's open.
The gate's open.
It's already open. It's wide open. It's not even trying to close. Why in the world would you badge in? And I said that to Steve, and he goes, well, I would have badged in. You're only supposed to go one car through at a time. I'm like,
Well, there could be that.
Thank you, Kevin.
He's shaking his head in there.
I'm like, it's wide open. You work here.
It's not like you're going to get in trouble for coming in and parking.
Just drive through.
Yeah.
Just drive through the gate.
Oh,
don't swerve over to the left and badge in. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I smashed my head at the base of the clock tower. Wait, we're not doing that.
That game's over.
Yeah. I think that was bad.
I think that was bad. It was a memory game, and you couldn't remember the name of it. So.
That's true.
Where are you hurting?
Where are you hurting?